colleagues in the House to talk about what they do, why they do it, and how. Weekly during this segment, we focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, our WGV's Mariano Avila and Steve Chappell join us to discuss a new grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. This will be aimed at a pretty cool opportunity. So, congratulations in advance, gentlemen. You've been doing some good work. Hi, Steve.
Shelley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Mariano.
And good morning to all of our NPR and WGV radio listeners and morning show listeners. And but thanks for having us. Mariano Avila and I are WGV employees, of course, and we are co-principal investigators that
That sounds so fun.
Well, yes, yes.
Say,
well,
man.
Grant writers in layman's terms.
Yeah, but bring it down to
terms,
our level.
We're called principal investigators, and we co-wrote a grant to the W.K. Kellogg Foundation that does wonderful work in this community, in several communities throughout the world. And it ties in very nicely with public media because, of course, we are charged with serving the needs and interest of all residents in our listening area to engage the public and to be a neutral convener around critical issues.
And so to put it into I guess, more simple conversation. We're going to be continuing our focus on stories about racial inclusion, equity, diversity. And but with that, we're also looking to enhance the ability of communities that are really not well represented in our coverage or in coverage around town in general.
Town, you mean our West Mission, where you go out to Muskegon,
well,
or where
frankly,
you stay?
It's nationwide, but we obviously focus on West Michigan. But yeah, we're primarily focused in Grand Rapids, but obviously the whole WGVU radio coverage area and TV coverage area. And so what we're going to try to do is take some high impact individuals, folks that we've identified who are already making a difference in our community around issues of inclusion and equity, and giving them training in leadership, in different aspects of leadership within democracy, but also in the four P's of broadcast, which are pre-production, production, post-production, and performance. So we're going to be taking them through basically it's going to boil down to a 1 year split into three modules that are about 10 weeks long each. And we're going to run them through these leadership courses and these production courses to help them understand how it is that we do what we do and how they can do what they do better. So we're partnering with some folks in teaching these things.
And when you think about the individuals that we will be working with, most of whom have been selected, they represent communities of color. They are in touch with issues in a way that we cannot be. And so what's also wonderful about this project through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation is the fact that it really helps us represent and reflects who makes up the Grand Rapids community in West Michigan, so all ethnicities. So it really helps us be a better servant as an organization, represent who really lives and works and contributes and dreams and wants to live and thrive, and gives them a voice, gives them the tools then to help educate the broader community and begin to tell narratives, tell stories that accurately reflect what's going on.
Yeah. And so, I mean, one of the aspects that I think is missed in the conversation about inclusion and equity often is the impact that things like employability have on children.
Employability on children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So something as simple as, do mom and dad have a job or the means to feed me?
Yes.
Because that might impact how I behave at school. And that behavior at school might impact my entire life success. And so when we talk about issues of inclusion and equity, when we talk about, for example, African Americans having something like 30-something percent unemployment and 27% poverty rates in Grand Rapids, which is higher than the national average by a lot, we're trying to figure out why it is that this is happening in West Michigan in particular, but not just what we think is happening, but trying to talk to folks who already are engaged in those communities and already trying to move the needle on issues around there, and saying, hey, you could tell your story better, and we can help you with that. And so that is part of what we're doing, is trying to make sure that those folks can tell their own stories out of their own communities, so that they can enhance their work. And maybe children in our area who come from disadvantaged communities can have a better opportunity.
And I think that public media has the luxury and the wherewithal to continue the dialogue, to continue the storytelling, to tell multiple stories, not just a single news headline, not cover a story once, but really delve into it. And then with that, by training people that are closest to the stories, I think that begins to really perform a public service in creating awareness of facts that may not be told, because no one is approaching it in quite this way. And some people might be thinking of citizen journalism and civic journalism and those types of things. So I really think it does help to fulfill WGBU's and NPR's role and PBS's role as being that service organization, capturing stories that reflect the community. And as Mariano pointed out, to provide training in civic engagement and in telling stories to empower people around issues that are impacting them their lives in some cases in very negative ways. So hopefully employers will hear these stories, gain increased understanding of maybe things they can do, social service organizations and so forth.
So the community work that you'll do, will we still be talking weekly here to share news, or is that in, do we know?
No, we are excited also, and thanks for bringing that up. As part of this grant, we will be hiring, we are in the process of hiring a second reporter, an inclusion reporter that will continue filing daily, weekly, monthly stories on television and radio. So that's exciting. We're increasing our capacity. And by increasing our capacity, we're going to be working with individuals in the community to increase the community's capacity. So we are very pleased that this inclusion segment that has served us so well by putting the spotlight on key organizations we work with will now continue thanks to this new grant.
Again, talking about, the work that is focused on by Mariano Avila and Steve Chapel, work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Have you hit the ground running? I mean, is this in motion now, Mariano?
Yeah, I mean, there are, like in any major project, there are things that take up a lot of prep time. But we are already well on our way to identifying and recruiting the people that we're going to be training. We have also developed some very strategic partnerships, which we can't announce yet today, but we will very soon, with folks who are going to teach us things like the civic engagement and democracy pieces that we're, frankly, that's not our wheelhouse necessarily. We're all about production and broadcast and news. And so to get some of these partners to come in and teach these things, we're also looking forward to doing stories, continuing coverage of stories that, for example, within the African-American community, we don't want to just talk about African-American community when there's police tension, or the Hispanic community when there is tensions with immigration, or when we have festivals. You know, it's like we're either entertainment or this one polemic issue. And I think what we're trying to do is make sure that the coverage is more nuanced, more complete, and that we really hear stories out of communities that are a little bit more representative of the full humanity of the people within our own backyard.
You're going to be even busier than you were.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. Yeah, no, it's I can sense your passion, and again, it's a need in our community, or we don't go over and beyond. Your final words, if you would, Mariano.
Just look for really exciting content in the years to come. We are very excited about this new reporter coming in, and we really look forward to telling you some excellent stories that I think you'll be proud to hear and here in West Michigan.
Great. Steve Chapel?
I think the beauty of public media and storytelling in general is that if it's crafted and told in the right way, an accurate way, reflecting issues, it can move people to action. It can motivate us to think, to reflect. We all want Grand Rapids and the surrounding community, West Michigan area, to be a place where everyone can thrive. That's the role of public media and other organizations we'll be working with. And I do invite our listeners, if they've missed any part of this interview or the future Friday inclusion segments, to visit the WGBU radio page, Mutually Inclusive, and they can hear all of this story and others in their entirety.
All right, gentlemen, back to work. You go.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks for you as teammates and certainly doing good work in our area. Take care.